USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The Supreme Court is considering the Biden administration's vaccine mandate on large employers. During oral arguments about the mandate, Supreme Court Justice Sonia Sotomayor stated, "We have over 100,000 children, which we've never had before, in serious condition, many on ventilators, from COVID-19. In reality, there are about 4,000 children in hospitals from coronavirus. Flight delays and cancellations are continuing to plague travelers over a week into 2022. Total cancellations topping 3,000 Saturday, with 1,100 within, into, or out of the United States. Airports along the East Coast are bearing the brunt of the problems as heavy snowfall moved through the area." And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allyn. It's official. Inflation is at its highest level since the 1980s, according to the U.S. Bureau of Labor Statistics. What most people don't know is that it's actually much worse. Inflation may be higher now than the 1980s, since the new measurements exclude food and energy. Gas prices up 58%. Energy up 33%. What can you do about it? Protect yourself and your family. Only gold, silver, and other hard assets give you true protection. My friends at Tangible Investments guarantee the absolute lowest prices on precious metals. Check them out at TII1.com or call 800-300-8441. Tangible Investments has 40 years of experience and billions, that's with a B, billions in transactions. Call 800-300-8441 if you want help with gold, silver, platinum. They guarantee you the best prices plus excellent service. Call Tangible Investments now, 800-300-8441, or visit TII1.com. They also provide free verbal appraisals.
The Department of Housing and Urban Development is withholding nearly $2 billion in Hurricane Harvey relief aid earmarked for Texas. Federal agencies saying the state has failed to send in paperwork detailing how the funds will be spent. 4 years after Congress approved over $4 billion in aid, nearly half remains unallocated. An annual event is set to take place later in January.
March for Life organizers said the event will proceed as planned. The 49th annual March for Life will take place days after the D.C. vaccination mandate kicks in. The March for Life will modify some of its indoor events due to the new COVID-19 regulations. The March for Life, set for January 21st, is a massive pro-life demonstration that's followed the anniversary of the Supreme Court's Roe v. Wade decision, which legalized abortion nationwide in 1973. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, and I want to tell you that arthritis is not a genetic thing. It's not a disease of aging. Neither is osteoporosis. Get a hold of my book. It's All in Your Head. It goes into the 25 different diseases you get when you have osteoporosis of the skull. These are all reversible. You take the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, the MSM, vitamin D3, stay away from all the bad foods, including gluten, and guess what? You'll regrow all your bones, including your skull and your legs and your hips and everything else. Contact us at usaradiohealth.com. That's usaradiohealth.com.
Former Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Schiller was discharged from the military after speaking out critically over the U.S. troop withdrawal from Afghanistan. Speaking Saturday on Fox & Friends Weekend, Schiller explains where he feels there needs to be change and accountability.
The target of my wrath when I was in the military was at the four-star level. We are winning every tactical battle in our wars, at least just in the GWAT wars for the last 20 years. Where we are failing is at the operational and strategic level, the four-star general up through the National Security Council, and no one is addressing those problems.
The former Marine had been sent to a military prison and was discharged after publicly expressing his thoughts on social media. Remembrances continuing to come in for an Academy Award-winning actor who passed away.
The tributes continue to pour in, honoring the late actor Sidney Poitier, who passed away Thursday at the age of 94.
There are two ways to enter a room. One is like an adult, a lady with dignity. The other is like a brat. Ms. Dare has just shown us the second way. Perhaps you would care to demonstrate the first.
Poitier there in his role in To Sir With Love. Oprah Winfrey saying Poitier was many things to her, including a friend and wisdom teacher. And former President Obama tweeted that Poitier epitomized dignity and grace. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.